We often say, let's not fall in love too soon with an idea. And that means we need to have ideas clear what we are after and thinking of the customer, what they really need.
Hello and welcome to the CDE podcast. Today, we're speaking with Eduardo Ramirez. He's the chief designer at Hyundai's design center in Europe.
Hello, Eduardo. Thank you for your time. How are you today?
Thank you. Very well. Yeah, very, very good.
I'd like to start by asking you some questions that we're going to ask all of our guests across this series. We'd like to dig a bit into your background as a designer. So where are you from originally, and how far back can you trace your passion for automotive design?
Well, that one is the easiest question to answer, since as long as I can remember, you know. But I'm Spanish. I was born and raised in the Canary Islands. And Canary Islands, it's a very special place for motorsport enthusiasts. And I grew up following all these rallies and hill climbs. At the same time, I always had in family background a lot of interest for arts and painting and drawing. And at some point I asked myself, who does design cars? Maybe I can have a go. And that's how I started, basically.
So was it racing cars that first captured your imagination? Are there any in particular you remember as a child really being amazed by?
Yeah, of course, going to see the rallies, Lancia Stratos was something like a concept car on the road. All those rally cars, Group B at the time, very fascinating time, yes.
Oh, you're making me jealous. Lancia Stratos seems too pretty to be a good racing car. It's almost impossible that it was both, isn't it?
Yes. How lucky that we could witness that. No?
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about your education as a designer. If you have an education as a designer, where did you study? What did you study?
Yes, I did some art studies in Madrid, but already with the perspective of building up my portfolio, my skills, and then I applied to Coventry University. So I did my studies in transportation design in Coventry. And because I finished, I graduated, I felt still too young. I was 23. And I wanted to experience also the life in London, and RCA offered a very different approach as well. And so I did apply to RCA, and I did those 2 years of master's studies, which really opened, also broadened my perspective.
Must have been a bit of an adjustment going from Canary Islands to Coventry as well.
I can tell you, I lost many umbrellas at the beginning. I wasn't used to winter clothes. I didn't know how to adapt to it at the beginning. So yeah, it was a cultural shock.
Do you think there's value in the fact that your initial studies were in more general art before moving specifically into automotive? Do you feel like you benefited from that experience as a car designer?
Yes, because it's all about expressing yourself, expressing your thinking, your ideas. And if you cannot express yourself by sketching, you're very limited. So it made my start much easier, and it's something that I believe it follows through the development as a designer.
And sketching remains as big a part of being a great designer today, even with the increasing reliance on technology and AI. It still starts with good sketching, doesn't it?
That's right. We always discuss with a pen and paper, we designers, we speak with images. So we easily tend to put some thoughts on paper as well, as we discuss.
You are currently the head of design for Hyundai in Europe, but what was your first job in the industry and what was your experience of it?
Well, actually, I first started designing a sailing catamaran. When I graduated from Coventry, I was still equally interested in both cars and boats. And the opportunity came up to join a very small company in Austria to design a sailing catamaran. There was a specific project which was already just started, and so I joined. I was fascinated by the task of designing a sailing catamaran and seeing it realized. So that was my first experience. I found the idea of sailing and the shapes of the boats, the hulls, and very beautiful, very kind of a romantic idea of it. But after some time, I felt that the car design was the bigger challenge, maybe, and I wanted to have that experience.
Why do you think it's a bigger challenge? Is there more variety in the kind of shapes of vehicle that you can play with?
With the experience I had, of course, I had only a very limited experience designing a boat, but the experience was very, very much in direct contact with the client. Whereas in the car industry, I was already imagining there is a very large technical development center with many, many possibilities to create. And that was intriguing me.
And does that in any way inform the way you work when it comes to car design? Having that experience of designing catamarans where there's that really close communication with the client from early on, is that how you like to work when it comes to cars as well?
Of course, because we design for others. And that's the difference between being a designer and an artist. An artist works for himself. I see myself as a designer. I designed to make life better, more convenient, more exciting for others as well. And so understanding how other people think, how other people judge is a basic for a designer, I believe.
Especially when we're building not exotic cars, but cars used by families, by people every day, it's all the more important to really get into the heads of the customer, isn't it?
Exactly. We need to observe, we need to understand the latent needs of every type of customer.
Quite. So just over a year in your current role, I believe it was January 24 that you got this position. How's it been so far? What's your experience of this job been?
It's really fascinating. I'm really enjoying my new challenges, my new role. There is a lot happening in the industry, technologies, also the processes, the tools we use, and I see my responsibility in developing our team towards the future.
From the outside, it seems that this is a very exciting time for the Hyundai brand. A lot of very good things happening at Hyundai, especially with regard to electric vehicles. But what changes did you look to make when you arrived into this role? What effect did you want to have on that department?
First of all, I believe that we need to think bold and innovative to really bring new solutions and meaningful solutions for our customers. If we want to be customer-centric, we need to start the process long before we start putting ideas on paper, understanding our customers. And that means gaining a lot of knowledge about who they are, what their needs are, and very early, recognize that early enough to be able to address it in the design process.
Customer-centric is a phrase that you use an awful lot. Is that what that means to you? It's about really, really establishing that dialogue with the customers before you put pen to paper and having a really clear idea of their needs before the first sketch.
That's right. We, of course, it's very tempting to right away start putting your first intuitive, emotional idea on paper. We often say, let's not fall in love too soon with an idea. And that means we need to have ideas clear what we are after and thinking of the customer, what they really need.
I mean, you can still draw beautiful things, right? It's just you mustn't draw beautiful things and then figure out who it's for. It has to be the other way around.
That's right, because what we do not want to do is impose on our customers a certain unique idea or one only idea. So to avoid that, we really need to get into their lifestyles, understand what they are after, what they need.
Prior to your job at Hyundai, you have extensive experience in the German automotive industry. What are some differences you observe in the way a Korean brand goes about designing new cars? I mean, I suppose one difference is you just got off the phone with Korea where it was 10 p.m. So there's a bit of a time difference thing. But in terms of the approach to designing cars, what differences do you notice?
One thing I really enjoy, appreciate is the amount of possibilities we have to try things and to surprise. We not only want to surprise our customers with very fresh, bold designs, but also we want to surprise ourselves in our internal process. So, and there is room for that. So we really have the possibility to propose and create excitement internally. And there is a lot of flexibility that allows this process.
Well, when you talk about creating excitement, it makes me think of the Hyundai Instaroid project that your team worked on very recently. For those not aware, this is a design concept based on the beautiful compact Hyundai Insta, essentially a K car. And your design team had some real fun with that. Big wings, I think some lot of video game influences. Would you talk a little bit about that project and the advantages of a project like that, both externally and internally?
Yes, the Instaroid is completed it, but it's still very present in the minds of all our team members who worked on it. Every time we think of it, we get a smile on our faces because it was a very fun project, and it was intended to really give the designers the full freedom to express themselves. The younger designers in our team to take that Instaroid as a base and give them the freedom to propose what they would imagine as a fun, exciting vehicle. And when we saw this proposal by Christopher, one of the exterior designers, we all felt that this is it. We want to maybe do a little bit more on this idea, and we created in very little time not just a few visuals but an animation, and this was shown internally, and basically we got the project rolling. Basically, it was very exciting.
It's just fun, isn't it? It's clearly not a car destined for production. It's just a fun project. Is it important to keep young designers excited by feeding them challenges like that, where they can just play and connect with how things were when they were in university and they were just inventing all the time?
Well, I think this is essential. I encourage our team members to really think bold, to understand what we are after. It means there is a time of collecting knowledge and information, but there is a time to even not think, just be very spontaneous. And this time is the time where ideas are really born, like in the case of Instaroid, out of fun, right?
Yeah, and there's, I think even in production Hyundais, there is a sense of fun. Even with the EVs, I think the Insta is a fun car, the base car. IONIQ 5N, seriously fun, both to drive and to look at. Electric vehicles, I feel, have been a big part of Hyundai's success in recent years. Do you enjoy the freedom afforded by working with an electric platform?
Indeed. Having an electric platform gives us possibilities to rethink some layouts, especially, of course, in interior. But also that reflects in the exterior proportions as well, and additional freedom to define the vehicle in a different perspective. So it's definitely exciting to work with electric vehicles.
And Hyundai is really investing in pretty much all energy types. We've got hybrids, we've got petrol, we've got electric, we've got hydrogen, like the concept we saw downstairs. Is it quite difficult to take off one hat and put another one on? I feel like you must think in very different terms for each fuel type, or do you see them all as similar challenges?
Well, in the end, there's always a design challenge. There's always a problem to solve. If you want to call it a problem to solve, but designing is solving problems as the basic function of it. How we approach every project, we need to understand very well also the technology, the drivetrain. Once we have that knowledge, then we are doing our job of designing, problem solving, yes.
So actually, it's quite nice as a designer to have these different fuel types to play with, I suppose.
Correct. And it's important that we let our designers really work with full freedom and in very close collaboration with our colleagues, studio engineers. So we let our designers, let's say, reach the sky, but at the same time with one foot on the ground, so that ideas can actually be realized.
I believe you were heavily involved in the Hyundai i10 project, which there's not that many cars like that on sale today, really small economy cars. They're something of a rarity. Could you talk about the challenges of designing a car for such a price point and maybe the importance of cars like that continuing to exist going forward?
Well, of course, small cars are at the same time more economical options for customers. And that means we, in the design development process, we have more limitations. And it requires a lot of discipline for designers to bring that emotion without the need of going into complex, expensive solutions. And it requires a certain discipline. And we are experienced in, as you said, we have worked on i10 projects and similar, which actually become very memorable process as well. When you start with those challenges and you end up with a vehicle design which has a lot of character, charm, it's very gratifying as well.
I can imagine it's all the more rewarding producing a really evocative vehicle when you had constraints instead of just limitless budget and limitless time, which I'm sure you never have, truth be told. Do you have a favorite project that you've worked on when you look back through your career, whether it's because of the car that you got in the end or just because of the experience of developing it?
This might not be the answer you might like to hear, but every last project is my favorite project. And the reward of seeing that last task already been realized, I'm always very curious when a car is public, how the reactions are, what people comment, and with Insteroid, which I didn't expect, my daughter, 21-year-old, she seems to be one of the biggest fans of Insteroid, and that is for me very rewarding. Definitely, she's she really represents for me what a young mindset is, and she really liked this car, so I think we achieved what we were after.
And we're led to believe that that generation don't really care about cars. So if we can design something that piques their interest, then we've really achieved something as designers, haven't we?
Of course, young people have many other interests, but that they do not care about cars, I do not fully agree, because also young people desire mobility and connecting with others, and cars can allow that. So we just need to find the right answer for them.
100%. And I maintain that smaller stuff is going to be a huge part of this. That's why I'm so eager to see cars like the i10 and the Insta continue for a very long time. What would your go-to piece of advice be to young designers who might be listening to this? From listening to you speak today, I think one of your pieces of advice that I've picked up is to stay playful, to hold on to that adventurousness that you have when you're young, maybe before your first job, and to bring that into your career. Is that one thing? And what else would you offer?
I mean, definitely to have fun at work, because if you are motivated and enjoying what you do, you're reflected in your output. So that's, let's say, clearly my first advice. Enjoy what you do, and also take time, because we never stop learning. I don't count the years, 30 years plus in doing this job, and I feel I never stop learning. And every new experience is making us mature and always find new ways of being creative.
Thank you very much for your time, Eduardo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to this CDE podcast. Please like and subscribe to discover new episodes and upcoming events.